chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, hello there, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What an amazing week it's been. I missed you guys last week. I was actually in California at the Trumpet Awards. I tell you, I just want to give a shout out to Tasha Mills and her son, Christopher Horn, for inviting me, her husband. It was amazing. I had an amazing time, and I'm just super feeling blessed, and I'm just so thankful for Gina G. She held it down. And what about our new addition with DJ Spivey, man? That is so awesome. I'm so excited that we are moving forward and doing some amazing, amazing things. So such a blessing. So again, I'm so excited that you guys tune in, helping us make this show one of the number one internet talk shows worldwide. How can I complain or be sad when I have such an amazing team? You guys are like the co-hosts and, you know, our greatest supporters. And we thank you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Next year, which is right around the corner, 2020, we got a ton of new stuff going on, because, you know, God put it in my spirit to really help with our finances. So it's very important that we move forward in 2020 with, we're going to have somebody that's going to talk to us about credit repair. We're going to have somebody, first of all, help start your business, coach you into that. We're going to, and then we always going to have Jeff Hill on with us, and he's going to help us know where to put our money and how to invest in, you know, our 401ks or in health insurance or in life insurance or whatever, stocks even. He's going to direct us with that and give us what's going on in the media as far as finances. So I'm very, very super duper excited about 2020 and just us getting ready to just launch out greatness even more. So we've pondered on the ideas, we've, you know, wrote it down, we've talked about it, and some of us are there, but we just don't know the next step on how to handle finances and what to do with finances. So this year, I'm very excited. And so, of course, DJ Spivey is going to come on so we can dance, because it's going to be painful for some of us. It's the truth is going to set us free, though. So I got him to help us dance and praise God along the way. So it's going to be really good stuff. So I'm really excited about everything new that's happening on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right. So with all of that, I want to go ahead and do the weather, and then we're going to go to ministerial moment. Today, right now in D.C., it is 37 degrees. Our high is 40. Today, all sunny. And then, let's see, in Detroit, you are 22 degrees, and your high is going to be 25 degrees today, mostly cloudy. Jacksonville, you're 59. You got a lot of clouds. Your high is going to be only 60 degrees. You got showers coming for the next 3 days, so get ready for that. London, you are 43 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 41 degrees and showers. Los Angeles, you are 50 degrees. You're sunny. Your high is going to be 64. Tomorrow, you got 70 degree weather. Lord have mercy. I love it. 54 degrees right now in Augusta, Georgia, sunny. Your high is going to be 56. You're waking up to 41. That's kind of cool for you guys. Miami, 80 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 81. You got thunderstorms coming Thursday and Friday, so be on the lookout for that. Let's see, South Australia, you're 75 degrees. That's your high. You're waking up to 57 degrees and cloudy. Hawaii, you are 54 degrees. Your high is 68. 58 degrees today. You're waking up to 52. Australia, you are 53 degrees right now, and you're waking up to 46. Your high tomorrow is 81. Puerto Rico, you are 75 degrees right now. That's your high. You got some thunderstorm threats coming this afternoon. Definitely tomorrow, you're waking up to 64 degrees. If I did not mention your continent, your nation, your city, your continent, whatever, just know that no matter what the weather, what's going on with you, around you, about you, God is still in control and he has the final say and he loves you. And just because he loves you, I love you too. We love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and we appreciate you guys again for being our number one supporters and just backing us up and pushing us up out there. We're over on over 100 live internet radio networks, including iHeartRadio.com. So how can we not be number one when our producers have pushed us out there the way they do? Thank you, Doug and Don. Love you guys. All right. So listen, we're going to take a ministerial moment commercial break, and then we're going to come back with ministerial moment. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right, I'm so excited. Okay, so I got a revelation yesterday that really set me free, guys. I'm telling you, it really set me free. You know, I've been like whining and crying to God. You know, everything's going so amazing. Everything's been going so awesome. And I've been carrying this false burden concerning myself about other people because I want to do so much more. I want to do so much more in my heart. I want to do so much more. I want to contribute and things like that. And so in a way that I want to do it, not the way that God chose me to do it, and how available he had to remind me how available and obedient I've been to doing it the way that he wants me to do it, and not the way, you know, that I thought that I should do it. So the revelation I got is that the reason why I'm still in the situation that I'm in is because I haven't embraced the way God wants to do things for me. I mean, and literally the way he does it, he gets all the glory, honestly. So it's like, I shouldn't even be in a place of concern, but my concern was the in-between. Like, okay, so I knew that what I was doing and I knew what another person was doing, but I wanted them to make sure, wanted to make sure that they knew that God had them do it or say it. You know what I'm saying? So I was worrying about that piece. And when I got the revelation that I didn't need to worry about that anymore and that I needed to embrace how God was doing it, the way he wants to do it, with whom he wants to do it, it really literally took loads of pressure off of my back. It set me free so good that I can move on knowing that I'm where I'm supposed to be and that God is doing, he's doing it all. And so I just wanted to say, let God show you, maybe there is a thing, you know, you're not letting God, you know, releasing yourself to, allowing God to have full control over the situation. Maybe it's something that you're still trying to control, or maybe you're still trying to do it the way you think it should be done. I tell you to go before God and literally allow him to show you where this area is so you can give it all to him. Let him tell you it's okay, because I think that's what I needed to hear. It's okay, because to the world, the system is totally different. But since we're in the world and not of the world, and we're operating on kingdom principles, it really, truly set me free, because I was carrying so much weight that I just felt like I was never going to get out of it. And it was like, why are you doing that to yourself? Because I'm the one that did this. I'm the one that directed this. I'm the director. And I just thought, wow, this is so amazing. I'm really, really free from this. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Anytime I learn something, I try to you know, share it with you guys and let you know, really what's going on and that, you know, how God really wants to minister to us and set us free from a lot of things that we think that we need to hold on to or try to manipulate or try to control. That is just not the case at all. God is so faithful. So I just wanted to let you guys know that and know that he really has our best interests at heart for concerning every situation. So I just wanted to bless you guys with that. And I just want to pray, Father, thank you so much for just opening in our eyes, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for removing, Lord God, the weights and the false burdens, Father. I just thank you, Lord God, for setting us free from all captivity. Have your way in each and every person's life, Lord God. Father, I ask you to minister to them in the areas that they have not relinquished themselves totally to you, Father. That the areas that we have not embraced the way you see fit to do things, Father. Lord God, help us to be strengthened to embrace your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have your complete way in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. May you get all the glory, all the honor, and be just highly exalted, Father, in everything that we do, say, or be, Father. In Jesus' name, may it just represent you to the fullest. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and bless your holy name, Father. Amen. All right. Well, listen, I hope that blessed you. I hope it set you free. I hope this was confirmation for somebody, because I know it really helped me. So God bless you in that. All right, moving along, we got Christopher Horn. Oh my God, he's a thriving actor. He has all of his ducks in a row, every I dotted, T's crossed. He's doing his thing. This is his fourth movie, and he's really just embracing this whole lifestyle, and people are really noticing him. So I'm very excited about all of the reports that he's been getting, and I'm so glad that he's with us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. I had the honor of meeting him because he has the Bounce movie. He's actually one of the stars in the Bounce movie, Christmas movie called Grayson's Family Christmas. And I got to go to the premiere and sit there and watch him with the other people and the cast members. And it was really, really, really a very, very blessed situation to be a part of. I was really excited to see the moments of appreciation of being in a film. I mean, he's so humble and so cool. I'm just really honored that we got to have him with us. So yes, we're going to listen to the interview that I had with Christopher Horn. Okay, so with me now, I have Christopher with me, yes. And he is with Grace's Family Christmas.
Absolutely. Bouncy, the original film, coming out this Sunday, December 8th. I'm incredibly excited. This is actually my first time working with Bounce, and they invited me to the Trump Award, so I'm on cloud nine.
I know you are. I am seeing you shine, and you are glowing, and this is so exciting. I know that this is a wonderful opportunity. When did you realize that you had acting skills? I know you're a fashion stylist. I've heard through the grapevine, and a wonderful one that you are. I've seen some of your designs, and it's amazing. But when did you know that you had a niche for acting?
Acting at the age of five, but I think what my mom, Tasha Mills, she's actually my agent, what she saw in us was potential. So she always taught us to dream the painting and wake up and paint the dream. So we had these gifts at very young age, didn't have a clue what it was, whether it be styling, photography, or acting. But she saw us into the arts, and she just always influenced us and encouraged us, and that's why I'm here.
Man, it is paying off. I love the energy. I'm excited about your future. More doors opening up for you. There's so many things that it's not anything that's going to be impossible for you to do. You just have that energy. What's next for you? What do you want to do? What is something else that you want to tap into?
Oh, well, what's next? I'm letting God lead.
Come on now.
Because I know when He leads, He's going to lead the perfect way. So I'm leaving it in God's hands. I'm just excited. I'm practicing my craft. I tell everyone, study, 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 observe. You have to hone in on your craft. Or when you do get the opportunity, if you're not prepared, then it just could float out your hand. So I'm just honing in on all my creative gifts.
Well, let everybody know also where they can follow you on your social media.
Absolutely. On Instagram, you can follow me at It's Christopher Horn.
All right. I love it. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Likewise.
All right. That was so great. All right. All right. So anyway, that's Christopher Horn. And you just got to keep looking out for him. He's amazing. I'm going to have him take my photos my annual photo shoot. He's going to be doing that. So look out for that at the beginning of the year. So yeah, we got some good stuff popping. All right. We got Gina G on with me. What's going on, girl?
Well, good morning. How are you, sister?
Good morning. Good morning to you. How are you?
I am doing pretty well. I am out here in the beautiful Freeport, Bahamas. And it is just gorgeous. I wish that you were here with me.
I know, girl. I know. I wish I was there for sure. I do. I was like, oh, my God, I got to come on. She got to tell them she need a plus one.
Yeah, I need a plus. I do. And I guess we're going to have to bring Doug as well. Our wonderful producer. So I got to get plus two and three.
Yes. Doug needs a vacation. They do. Yeah, so thank you so much for holding it down for me while I was at the Trumpet Awards. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'm so glad that you were able to do that for me. But yeah, so tell us what's going on with the trending tea.
Well, first of all, I need my song. Hello. You know that's what I'm waiting on.
I need to give you the song. Gina G with the Trinity. Hey. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. What's
going
on?
That is the only way I can move forward, sister. You just started something now.
I know, right?
Well, there is so much tea going on. And you know what? Unfortunately, you guys, it is in the entertainment world. I wish it was more in the world where we live in. Besides, of course, Donald Trump going through with his impeachment. I'm just so excited. I don't know what's going to happen yet, y'all. But, I mean, if you're a true American, fingers crossed on that. But other news that's going on in the world, we just want to give a congratulations to Chris Brown, who is, of course, is a R&B singer of our time, who just had a little baby boy. So we just want to say congratulations to him. And also, oh, Lord, sis, I don't know if you guys know Lizzo. Lizzo is a breakthrough star this year. She's had a great start to her career. She is a voluptuous, I guess you can say that, voluptuous woman. And honey child, my baby went to the Laker game a few days ago. And you know when they do the little camera, you know they have like the kissing cam, or you know they just put your face on the big screen. So yeah. During halftime, the cheerleaders was dancing to one of her songs. And honey, that girl got up and started dancing, but the thing wasn't her dancing. It was when she turned around. The young lady had, oh my goodness, Gina. She had a big hole in the back of her sweater dress that showed her butt, and she had on the thong, and she was twerking at the Laker game. So, it is all over social media. People drug her through the dirt. They just couldn't believe, for one, that I guess because she's a big girl, you know, a lot of people are talking about fat shaming right now. So I would love to take a, you know, quick little second on that. Everyone's talking about fat shaming and body shaming. And I know we talk a lot about fitness and you're into fitness and everything like that. But of course, everybody's not the same size. So I don't know if that's really the point. I think the point is that there's children. There's children at the game. There's children watching the game. There's also elders and grandparents and everybody else. And I just think that the point that I'm making is, did somebody want to see your booty, Lizzo? That's all I'm saying. I think you can wear what you want to wear and be who you want to be. But when you are in the public eye, I think you have a duty to pay attention to what you're putting out in the universe. So she's been drugged, honey, drugged through social media, drugged through the internet. And, you know, I really feel bad for her because when you're young and, you know, you got this money and this fame and the decisions you make, you really have to have a solid team around you. You know, like you and I, we have to have a solid team, someone to tell you, uh-uh. Because I'm telling you right now, sis, if I catch you in anything, I'm like, sis, you might want to change that outfit because now you know you got to get on the social media and you know people are going to, I mean, it's hard to say, but you're going to be judged. So if you guys can be on the lookout for that at the Shade Room. And you guys, you know, inbox us and let us know what you think. I definitely know that body shaming is not appropriate and it's not fair. And that is what a lot of people have been doing. So I do want to send her a little love, but I do want to let her know, Lizzo, put some jeans on, okay? It's a basketball game. You need to have on some jeans and some sneakers or something. It is a basketball game.
Oh,
also in news, honey, it's horrible. Also in news, you guys, Nick Cannon, Lord Jesus. Nick Cannon, who is also one of the greatest businessmen. I won't say the greatest rapper. But he is definitely one of the greatest businessmen in this game. He has done a diss track on Eminem, who is also a hip-hop artist. And I'm just letting you guys know, that is old. Beef is old. I mean, that is back in Tupac and Biggie days. Ain't nobody got time. We are too old to be beefing over words, you know, these days. But it's a big deal. I'm telling you, Gina, this stuff on this internet, honey, is ridiculous. What I do want to do, though, is let everybody know that Miss Universe is from South Africa.
Oh.
Yes, you guys. Miss Universe was crowned a few days ago, and she is beautiful. She is from South Africa. She is rocking this short, what do you call it? It's like a short, tapered, you know, like a man's kind of haircut. And, you know, the world is just going crazy over it. But, Gina, this is the first time in history that all four categories, Miss America, Teen USA, Miss Universe, and, oh, my goodness, what's the other one? Oh, Lord, you guys are going to kill me. Oh, my God, Miss Universe, Miss America, and Miss America, they are all African-American, you guys. I'm telling you, what a time to be alive, to see the history being made. This is the first time in history that all of them are African-Americans. So I'm just proud to be a sister girl right now, Dr. Gina. That's all I'm going to tell you. Because right now, we winning, honey.
Wow.
We winning with weaves, with short haircuts, with braids and curls, you know. So I just want to send, you know, a lot of love out, because it's sad to say that in 2019, almost 2020, that it even has to be a big deal. You know what I mean? It shouldn't even be a big deal of them being African-American. But, you know, unfortunately, in this world that we live in, or especially in America, it is a big deal. So I just want to send, you know, all of my love and congratulations to all those beautiful young women, because it takes a lot. It takes a lot. So, honey, that's my trend. It's a lot going on, you guys. I get a lot of my information from CNN. I get a lot of my information from The Shade Room. So you are more than welcome to go on there and find out all of these hot topics. You know, but we just want to send love to, of course, Kirk Franklin. He's still fighting with TBN and the issue of being having his speech cut short when he was paying respects to those that were, you know, those that were killed due to police brutality. He's still online, you know, giving inspirational quotes, and he is a man of God, and I really, really want to send love to Kirk Franklin for holding it down and standing his ground on his issues.
Because
it's a lot.
I love it. Have you all, have you heard anything about Delicious? Somebody said something about Delicious is engaged to somebody. I don't know who.
Delicious. Oh, honey, you mean Delicious, the D-list celebrity?
She's engaged to somebody. I don't know. I missed that. I thought maybe you had known about that. But
you know,
if you find out, let me know.
I don't, sis. I'm gonna find out for you, because in this industry, these girls is always finding somebody and getting engaged and having these doggone, expensive gender reveal parties, and you know, they always with somebody. But I will definitely be on the lookout to see who she's engaged to. And also, you know what else is going on? We got to talk to our youth, because a young man lost his life. He's a young rapper who lost his life on a drug overdose, taking these opioids, these pills, and drinking this lean. You know, just a quick reminder, parents, we have to be involved in our children's lives. We have to bust that door down and be nosy. We need to know who they dealing with. You know, times are different. You know, back in the day, we didn't have those problems. You know, your parents knew my friends' parents, and everybody's parents knew who, and, you know, it was all good. But these days, these kids are really depressed, and they're really trying to keep up with the Joneses, and they're getting addicted to these prescription pills and this lean, which is really like a cough syrup. It's like Robitussin on 1,000. And they're drinking that mixed with Sprite. So just pay attention to your kids, you guys, and be a little bit more involved, because this young boy, he was only like 19, Gina. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really sad to know that people are dealing with these issues. So talk to your kids. Get a little bit more involved. Stop letting them just be on the phone or be on their game. And, you know, you have your space and they have theirs. Get nosy. Get all in they be.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do. Yeah. You know, you're raising a young man as well, a young king as well. So I know you're in Emmanuel's business and making sure that, you know, what he's listening to and who he's talking to is on point. And I just want other parents to just, you know, be wise and try to do the same thing.
You have to. You absolutely have to. I love that. That was good. That was good stuff. Yeah, so tell us about the cruise that you're on right now.
Well, Chad, I will be on this cruise ship. It's Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line, which you guys can probably find on Groupon. It's a three-day, two-night cruise. It sails back and forth to Freeport. They have two boats. This one goes to Freeport, but the other one goes to Nassau. And, you know, I'm doing comedy, you guys. I'll be on here until the 18th. Every other night I am performing, and so far so good. It's been a great experience. But you know what's so funny? When people are on cruises, and you should know because you just got off of one, people feel like they can wear they can wear whatever they want to wear. I don't know what it is about vacation and cruises. If you pick the wildest outfit to wear that you know you can't wear in your hometown, they wear them on the boat. Because I just seen some stuff, girl. Let me tell you something. If I could record for y'all and, and put it up, sister, you will know, honey. But, I mean, this is a time to feel free and feel wonderful. And these people are really having a good time. And I'm helping them to laugh. So, you know, I thank God for this experience. But, you know, you also had went on a cruise. You went on a family cruise. So I know you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you was looking good, honey. You and your sister was out there looking good, honey. Y'all didn't have no problems, you two.
We had a good time.
Y'all was looking fabulous, sister.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this month of November was a good month. I had a lot of things going on, and it was really good. I was able to, you know, that going to the cruise and then going to, you know, to California and just how God really worked that thing out. I mean, it was amazing how he worked that thing out. And so that was good. And then, you know, coming, then going to Detroit, it was cold as heck in Detroit now. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Y'all can have that, all of it, okay? Because it is the winter. And I was just like, God, please don't let it snow here and I can't get back home because it's cold here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so cold. Gosh. I'm like, these people, what is wrong with them? They're standing outside talking like it's like 80 degrees. I'm like, uh-uh.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't even stay there. I couldn't stand for 5 seconds. I had to get in the car. And people are like, you from there, you was born and raised there. Yeah, but, you know, you move out of the climate and your body just changes. You know what I'm saying?
That's so right.
It's like,
that's right.
You know, it really, it just changes. There's no way that you can, you can't get me back, Detroit. I'm sorry.
Can't get that back. you hear that, Detroit? You cannot have her back.
You cannot have me back. I'm sorry. I cannot. That weather, that put a wedge between us.
And especially coming from California. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I grew up in California.
Straight that's from California.
I know. Yes, it was like a straight sandals. Culture shock.
Girl, wearing sandals. I was smart, though. I did bring my fur coat. And, you know, for those that don't like that, I'm sorry, but I do have.
And let me tell you, and let me let y'all know right now that my sister got some bad fur.
I mean, you live in Detroit, you're going to accumulate nice coats because it's cold.
Yeah, it's freezing. Yeah.
There in Chicago, it's just cold, you know. But I do love animals, so I'm just saying, I'm sorry. I do. I have
on
a
side note.
I have a pet and I want more, so I do understand the love
that
for
that. That is awesome.
Yes.
She does love pets, y'all. Come on now. Don't be emailing us now.
I don't want no DMs. I don't want that. Still love. I'm a believer and I'm a Lord lover, so let's just love each other on
let's
that
just, let's slide. Yeah, let's just say because I'm from Detroit.
I mean, that's the only reason. I wouldn't have bought them if I was, you know, if I was in the South. There's no reason for
right.
it. Anyway, right. Okay, but you know what? We're going to move on.
Okay.
I love everybody.
I love the transition. Let's go.
Yeah, let's transition because we got Jeff. Now, Jeff, you come on and do your financial five every month, once a month. So this year, what we're doing in 2020, because it just sounds like money year. 2020 just sound like a year of wealth and money, stability, financial stability for people. I'm just believing that a lot of businesses coming up. I just believe that it's going to be a high circulation. I'm believing that. So, with that being said, I've added addition on, I don't know if you know, but I've added a couple of people on that's going to help us with money. So, like, awesome. I got somebody that's going to help us. Portia Hoover, she's going to help us with starting a business. She's like a business entrepreneur coach. So she coaches people in starting the business. Then We got my friend that's going to be teaching us about credit, which is very important. We need that. How to get your credit right. Yeah. You got to get your credit right. If it's wrong, it got to get right, because that's going to open up a lot of doors. No, it's going to open up a lot of doors if you get it right.
So we got to get
that thing right. Because you're going to have a business, and, you know, if you don't have no money, credit is going to be helpful to you to get your business started. I think about Kim. Kim, you know, everybody knows him as the R&B artist, jazz R&B artist. Anyway, he shares his testimony that he was homeless and he didn't have any money, but he had his name. So he went and got credit, and he went on and put out his first single. Carla is going to be dealing with us with Hawks. She's going to be dealing with us with credit. And Portia Hoover is going to be entrepreneur consultant. And then you are going to tell everybody what to do with their money.
When they get
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah, buddy. I'm with it. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, you're going to tell us what to do with it. So, yeah. So, give it, you know, so I think that this is going to be helpful to a lot of people. I think, Kim ended up using a credit card, got his first single done and distribution with that money, and he ended up being able to pay the credit card loan off, and look at him now. He's doing well. So, you know, it does matter. You have to have your credit in order. It does matter. And a lot of the stuff will come off of your credit if you just send them a dispute letter. My credit number went up really high just because a lot of those businesses weren't even in business anymore.
Right. I just checked mine jumped up 92 points.
Oh, wow.
Here's the crazy thing about it. I had paid a credit card off, and it dropped 48 points, and I'm like, that's backwards.
Wow.
I guess once they adjusted it, it adjusted back the right way, so... Yeah, but no, everything you just said, you hit the nail on the head, and I like the way you kind of segued into, 2020. So this is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group, and this is the Financial Five. But that's my word of the year. And if you don't have a word of the year, if you're anybody who's aiming for something, okay, let me give you guys this, and this is outside the financial realms, but this is more of a coaching realm. Everybody should have one word for the year. That's their focal point. And for me, being a person of faith, I pray hard on, Lord, what's my word for the year? What is it that you want me to focus on in life? And that word, that single-handedly word that you focus on should help you multiply whatever your efforts are. And I remember the first year I hit the six-figure mark in business, my word of that year was increase. So every day I was focusing on increase. You know, then the next year my word was habits. Habits are God's way of making good automatic in your life. So I know if I focus on establishing the right habits, everything that I want was going to naturally come into play, right? Because you can have good and bad habits,
right?
This year, my word was hustle, right? So again, get your hustle on. And sometimes people can put a negative connotation to the word hustle because we know some hustles. I got some hustles in my family, right? But it's what you do with it and how do you make that into a positive, you know? Like if you put it to a sports analogy, a coach is looking for somebody that's want to get out there and want to hustle. You know, what are you going after? Are you really going after what you say you want in life? And this year, my word of the year is focus. And again, you know, it's funny how it kind of comes full circle, because when you think about 2020, that's the idea of perfect vision, right? You see everything clear. So as I'm coming into the new year, I'm not going to wait until 2020 to start implementing the word focus. I'm going to take stock in what I have now. I'm looking around me like, where has my focus been over the last year? Because I know what hustle got me. But now, what did focus get me? So coming into it, guys, maybe your word is freedom. Okay, I don't know what your word is. That's not for me to decide. That's for you and your creator to decide. But my goal is to help you guys see a vision clearer than what you have with your money. Because if you can't see it, you will never make it happen because you can't follow. So you have to start to really identify what it is that you want. Write out a description of it. And if you got to write that thing out every single day, cool. What's your money goal? But, you know, it's not just to write it down and set it on the shelf. You have to start putting mental energy around what it is that you want with money. You got to get outside your comfort zone, okay? I've seen a lot of people get really comfortable with their money because they make a little bit and they're like, all right, great. I am where I am now. But we're always supposed to be growing. And when you understand that money is spiritual, you know how to start to attract to it. But my focus for you guys is to understand how to make money your slave and not your master. Put your money to work. Make it make more children. A good book to read is The Richest Man in Babylon. Now, if you biblically you understand the city of Babylon, I mean, it was a city. I mean, that's like the Dubai. That's where the money was, right? Well, there's a reason why that was one of the richest cities, you know, back in the day because of the way they thought and viewed money. So read that book. That's your first read. Finish it before the new year. You can probably get that book for less than $10. So I want you guys to start focusing on making investments in yourself and start really focusing on building a solid financial IQ and foundation for the future. And again, with us bringing in new people talking about credit, you know, I was never taught business credit. Nobody taught me that stuff. And I was running a business for 7 years before I started to realize, you know what? Why should I be using my own money when I can use OPM, other people's money, to leverage? I'm going to borrow theirs and ideally pay it off before the month is up, or if I have to float into the next month, that minimum payment is going to be small. But mind you, I'm a business owner, so I'm using it for business stuff. I'm not just out there trying to buy, you know, TVs and stuff that's not producing income. I use this money to test different systems. So be smart about the stuff that you're going to learn and understand there's still some element of risk. So just always keep working on your focus and increasing your financial IQ and pay attention to the nuggets we're going to be dropping over the new year. So I appreciate the fact that you're bringing in people to help the conversation, because once you guys learn how to make the money, my goal is to teach you how to protect it and how to increase it and how to leverage it in the most tax-efficient way.
I love it. I love it. So tell everybody how they can follow you again.
Yeah, follow you, boy, on Instagram. HFG Inc. That stands for Hill Financial Group Incorporated. If you're on Facebook, type in the Hill Financial Group. You'll see me. Of course, my email address is jeff@thehillfinancialgroup. And if you want to call me, my line is always open, 501-291-0708. My business operates coast to coast. So you don't have to be anywhere near Little Rock, Arkansas to work with me. I work with people all over, and I've had people from the show call me and say, hey, I got questions. Get those questions answered, guys. Don't go into the new year trying to figure this stuff out on your own. Hire a professional to help you. Hire a coach. That's how you get ahead in life. Get you a mentor that has walked the path before you. Stop trying to do this stuff by yourself. Stop it. I'm telling you. Trust me when I tell you. Get some professionals in your life and pay the cost, you know. And some of this stuff, it doesn't cost you as much as you think. So, you know, you got to start somewhere.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
That. That was good. Did you have any questions or anything, Gina?
You know what? I mean, I don't have any questions, Jeff. But, you know, I love that you give out your phone number. I will say that I love that you're just open. You know what I mean? That you're really out to help people. You're not trying to just sell them something where they got to pay for this and pay because you got to pay for everything these days. So I just really appreciate you even, you know, giving your phone number and allowing people to even just ask a question, you know, for free, just out of the love of the business and knowing what you're talking about. So I just wanted to say that. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
I really do.
Yeah.
Well, y'all
need to get
at them.
I know where I started from. You know, I started with nothing in terms of knowledge. I didn't have a background in finance. I didn't have a background in any of this stuff. So I had to work super hard to acquire the knowledge. And I'm like, man, I wish I had known this. I want people to start having these tough conversations, you know, around Thanksgiving, when they're around family, like who has what in place? And we don't talk enough about this stuff. And I'm tracing my own legacy, like, yo, Pops, we have some land. What was the vision for that land when they bought it? y'all divided it up. Let's do something more than just having some timber on it. Can we turn this into a subdivision? Can we farm this stuff out, you know? But somebody has to be the person who's going to change the generational blueprint financially for your family. Why not you?
Yeah. Well, amen to that. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Until next time, Financial Five with Jeffrey Hill. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Yeah, so talking about the weather and everything, being in California, I love that weather.
Well, let's go. Let's go move to the weather, sister. Let's go.
I love that weather. I love that place. I love it.
It's a vibe.
I don't know. It's just something.
It's a vibe.
It's such a good vibe. It's such a
good
vibe. I mean, it really is. Every time I go, I just, you know, see different parts of it and everything, and I get to witness more stuff of it. It seemed like I do a lot of stuff, mostly over there at Hollywood Boulevard. It seemed like I'm always, like, somewhere near there, if it's a friend that lives there or if Billy Blanks' studio at one point was over there. Because I think it's just, now it's like about 45 minutes away from Hollywood Boulevard. But
okay.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I just want to see more. I want to see more of it. Yeah.
Right.
I done been to grocery stores and stuff in there. I just want to see more.
But we got to get down there. We really, really do. And, you know, and what I like about when you said that you want to see more, you know, people talk about, you know, changing their lives. Some people have been in the same spot all of their lives. You know, they've lived somewhere for, you know, born and raised and, you know, have never left. But I'm telling y'all, there is a lot to this world, honey. God has made a beautiful place. And y'all got to get up out of those little them little towns and get out and get free and see it. Because California, they got everything from mountains to the beach to the desert. I mean, it just snows, you know what I mean, in California, Thanksgiving. So there's so many elements to California that one day in your life, you got to go see it. You got to feel that energy and be a part of it because, you know, it just does something to you. It makes you want to work, you know what I mean? Like, it makes you want to work 10 times more, kind of like some people say about New York. You know, they say New York is kind of like the hustle and bustle, and, you know, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I think it's the same, you know, in California.
Yeah. Well, I definitely want to see more. I definitely want to see more of it. I like it. Like I said, I'm open to whatever.
Well, let's move.
And
let's go.
I got to get my passport updated because I got still my married name on there, and I got to get an updated one because there's some other things that I want to do. I want to go, you know, overseas. You know, I want to go take Emmanuel to London with me, or I want to do something by myself somewhere. I don't know, but there's all the sex trafficking going on. I don't think I want to go nowhere by myself right
by
now.
Yourself. No, ma'am. And it's
is so crazy.
He told me about that. He I was on the phone the other day, and, you know, he come from, you know, basketball practice and everything, and he said, you know, Mom, you know, can you get off the phone for a second? I want to talk to you about something serious. And I'm just like, oh, my God. You know, those are things you don't really want to hear. And he told me, he said, Mom, I want you to be careful. He said, because there's a white van that's been seen around, you know, the little neighborhood. And he said, and I heard that there's a lot of stuff like sex trafficking and, you know, men kidnapping women by themselves. He said, so I don't want you walking by yourself.
Hmm.
And I'm just in awe because, for one, he's 13. And for two, that should not be a conversation that your child has to bring to you. This world is crazy. You know, I mean, we have to be careful. So we cannot walk anywhere. But whenever you're out and a good friend of yours asks you, you know, do you want me to walk you to your car? You take that walk. You know, a lot of times I didn't take that walk. I'd be like, no, you know, I'm fine. You know, I got it. I'm only parked right here. You know, you don't want to bother anybody. But you better bother them. And if you're out somewhere and you're with a friend, somebody that you can trust, and they offer to walk you to the car, even if they don't offer, let's go walk me to my car so I can get to my car safely. And it's just a shame that we even have to, you know, feel this tension when we go out. We can't even just be relaxed. We have to be with this, you know, with this tension and like, oh, my God, you know, am I going to make it home? And I think it used to be the same back in the day. I just think now it's just more forefront because we have this internet and, you know, things can be, you know, videotaped and for the masses to see. So women, we have to be careful. Do the buddy system. You know, we just got to stick with somebody because there's some crazy people in this world, you guys. Everybody's not like you. I learned that. Everybody is not like you and don't have the same intentions as you do. So, ladies, you
exactly.
just got to Yeah.
But it's really something out here. And I if anybody is involved, I had talked to one lady, I haven't heard anything back from her. But I want to get involved somehow, in with the sex trafficking, with a solution, some kind of counsel or whatever I can help out in any kind of way. I would love to get involved in that. I know that they have, delegalized it here in DC, so something about where they, it's not like a crime, decriminalized okay. it, so it's you know what I mean, you can have it, you can do it.
Wow, are you serious?
yeah so it's kind of legal.
Oh my God.
So and that doesn't help the people that are doing it against their will.
Oh my
That's
God.
The thing. So, like, maybe the Johns get caught and go get, you know, they have to pay fines or whatever, maybe. But I know that the prostitutes do not, or the pimps.
My God.
I don't think. Yeah.
What is happening to this world?
And they just walk around in the streets. And I saw this one girl, and she had a black eye, and I had been noticing her. Because the route that I go, I see them all the time, and I stopped and I asked her, was she okay? Did she need any help? She wouldn't answer me. Because I looked down the street, a pimp was down the street looking at her.
And you be
But I hadn't seen her. I hadn't seen her. Again,
ever since?
You know. No, not ever since, no.
Wow. It's very heartbreaking, you know?
It is. And that's the thing. So if you have a number or, you know, some kind of, I don't know, some kind of information, please, you know, inbox us, DM us, email us, write it on, you know, the comments on Dr. Gina's radio chat page. And, you know, let's get involved. Like, I mean, I really want to do something. Like, I've met a couple of people and I'll give them my number and then I don't hear nothing back from them. So,
wow.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a phone number online right now to at least just give somebody, you know, a
something.
Piece of clue. Yeah, so I'm looking right now. So keep going. Oh, I found one. It
okay,
says,
good.
Call the National Human Traffic Hotline. It is a toll-free number, you guys. Anti-trafficking hotline. Advocates 24/7, okay? The phone number, listen up, 1-888-373-7888. Once again, you guys, for this National Human Trafficking Hotline, which is toll free, you can call it from any phone. They still have pay phones somewhere. The number again is 1-888-373-7888. You can even text it. You know, you can even text, you know, 233-733. You know, it's anonymous. You don't have to give your information out. If you see anything strange, any strange person, any strange vehicles, make sure you guys call that number. Once again, last time, sister, it's 1-888-373-7888.
I love it. Thank you so
it's
much.
Terrible. It's just too much that we have to even. Oh my gosh, it's too much. Yeah. On a lighter note, you went to the Trumpet Awards.
Yeah, I went to the Trumpet Awards. I went to the Trumpet Awards. And I had a great time. I really did. It was amazing. Favor.
I really did it.
Okay.
You look like right in place. You know what I mean? You look like that's exactly where you're supposed to be. It was wonderful watching your pictures, watching your story, sister. I'm very proud of you, and I'm just excited about 2020. I really am.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that so much. Thank you so much. I want you to tell everybody how they can follow us on with Alexa and all.
Well, you already know. All you got to do is just say, Alexa, she radio chat, and boom, we are in your face live and direct. You can do Alexa, Google Play, you BBS Radio. You can tell Alexa anything because you know she's already listening to you.
Right.
She already listens to everything that's going on in your house already. So you might as well go on and let her know that you want to hear Dr. Keena's radio chat through BBS Radio, and we will pop right up on your radio, honey.
Yes. I love it. I mean, because you know what? It's we on everything. We are on everything. And let me just tell you, your weakness is God's tool for his purpose. Ryan LaStrange's new book, The Jochebed Anointing, brings you 15 mysteries about how God is raising you up to do great things. You know how God used Moses as a powerful deliverer, but did you ever consider how he used his mother, Jochebed? A seemingly insignificant person can be used for extraordinary things. Check out The Jochebed Anointing by Ryan LaStrange, available on Amazon and where all fine books are sold. You got to get your copy, you guys. Well, listen, we have had an amazing show. This was great.
Always.
Next week, we got a great lineup. You never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. So you got to stay tuned because we got some good ones. I did get some interviews with Jacob from Greenleaf. And I got some interviews with Cedric the Entertainer, with Carly Red, and a whole bunch of black, beautiful people. I got a whole bunch. Because This was at the Bounce's Trumpet Award. So, you know, it's just celebrating our culture. Everybody. You guys, there's a sensor that's going around. You guys need to fill it out, okay? Because that's how they know that we exist. And they are looking at that to expect votes. So they get the censors because they want to know where the money is going, how the money should be spent. Also, just so they can keep record of the needs in each community. So it's not somebody getting in your business. You know, if you didn't pay your taxes, you need to pay them anyway. So don't go hiding and messing us all up because
you
ain't
right. Oh, they're going to come get you anyway. They ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but you. They're going to come get you. Best believe, ask Jeff. I bet you he'll let you know.
So definitely fill that out. Yes, it's a lot to fill out, but it's definitely worth it. Get it in and also register to vote. We have got to get you guys to vote. If you don't want us to go down the hill no more than where we are down, the only way to get up is to vote us up out of it. Vote us out of this hell, okay? Vote us out of it. And the one thing that I do not like about California, that I love everything, but I just wanted to give Detroit some love because it's not like I'm beating up on y'all with weather, is that the doggone gas prices is high as heck in California. Why is that?
Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes, honey. Use that gas. You better catch the bus. You better get on the bus.
$5 a gallon. What if somebody only got $5? Yeah. You only have 1 gallon.
Yep.
I
think they're doing that though, so people can get off the road, so they can, you know, start taking public transportation, or they can start ride sharing.
Yeah,
there's so much traffic in California.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, but I know it's high as heck. But anyway, that was the only thing. Every gas station I saw was over $4.50, $4.99, $4.59, I was like, am I dreaming?
And you were in Hollywood, sister. So that is another factor of it as well. You were in Hollywood, but if you get to the city, like of Los Angeles, you know, like going to Inglewood and all Torrance and all those places, you can get gas. I mean, there's nothing no better, but you can get gas for, you know, like $3.90, you know, $3.60. So, I mean, not to say it's any much better, because by my house, I'm getting gas for $2.20.
Girl, and that's a dream.
$2.50, right.
I got gas one time coming off the road, coming from somewhere from the south. I don't remember where I was coming from, but I had gas. But they had advertised gas for $1.85. Do you know the last time I saw gas for anything under $2?
Wow.
I don't even remember how old I was. It
wow,
had to be years.
Because,
I mean, I could get a half a tank back in the day for $5. So I
yeah,
know.
You should. Everybody put five on it. Yep. Put five
Girl,
on it. We'll go wherever you want to go.
I went and got some gas for $1.85 just to say I got it because I've never seen it again since. I think I only needed like $5 worth, but I didn't care. I said, I cannot pass this up. This is like a sale. I have to get it. Find somewhere to put
it's
it in
sale.
If I got to buy a container.
You got three gas tanks in your three gas cans in your trunk full of $1.00 gas.
Yeah, girl, I ain't seen it since. So the lowest that I paid for gas was, after that, I think was $2.19. So that's the lowest somewhere in Virginia somewhere. But everywhere around here, it's like $2.49, $2.63, $2.99. It done went up again.
Wow, because D.C. is very expensive as well. I mean, D.C. is very expensive.
If you can live in D.C. at this point, you can live anywhere.
Yeah.
Because it's so expensive. So,
here we come.
Yeah, well, you know, the difference is it's brand new and fresh in Cali.
That is a very big difference. Yeah.
I can go and climb a mountain and sit on a mountain and relax my nerves and talk to God.
But you know what? But I do like D.C. You know what? D.C. has a lot of culture. I love that D.C. To me, D.C. is like a little mini New York. It's like a mini cleaner New York. Because there's so much culture there. You know, it's so many different types of people and restaurants and businesses and you know, so I do love that about D.C., but I'm going to tell y'all right now, when I go visit my friend Gina, that girl know how to handle that road in D.C., baby. Let me tell y'all something right now. If you ain't never been to D.C., you better not go by yourself. You better call Dr. Gina R. Princess to drive you around because she got them streets down, honey, because them streets of D.C. don't play. I mean, it's so busy, and it's just so, like, oh, my God. And the way she can, honey, I ain't going to tell them the story about them cones. I ain't going to do you like that. But I just want y'all to know that Gina got it going on, honey. She can drive you around.
Sometimes I don't know. I just go. Sometimes I don't know. I didn't know that was there. I didn't see it.
Oh, if y'all only knew, Lord Jesus, and the cones is as orange as can be.
What? I didn't see it.
I
didn't see it. I didn't see it. Oh, girl, my famous line is "Make me invisible, God." That's all.
That's it.
Make me invisible.
Oh God.
Make me invisible. I'm invisible.
They didn't see it. I didn't see it.
The camera didn't get me. I didn't see it. Nobody saw me. I'm invisible.
That is the word of the day. Make me invisible. Oh, God.
Well, listen, I love this show. We got so many new things coming up, you guys. Gina G and I are going to bring you a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to be so much fun, so much laughter. So be looking out for that. But listen, we're going to be live in front of you. We're going to bring Dr. Gina's radio chat so you can be, we're going to be visible. You're going to see us and we're going to announce all of that in the new year. We're going to have all of that together. So you'll be able to see us. You'll be able to go hang out with us. We're going to have a lot of silly clips and stuff of our adventures when we're together, and that's exactly what it is. But listen, we love you here on Dr. Gina's radio chat again. Thank you for staying with us. We love you so much here.
Thank you.
Continue to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you always, and you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Gina G. Stay tuned. All right, till next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.